Hello everyone, this is Fahim Jackson, and this is episode 74 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I am also using this platform to ask questions and try my best to answer these questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following is the episode intro speech into the topic of today. And that introduction speech is regarding which religion might be right in their beliefs, part two, which focuses on Christianity. Ever since I was a young child, I grew up in a Christian church, and from a very young age, I couldn't understand certain aspects of the church. It just seemed way too fictional for me as a child. I understood the inspirational reasons for being close to religion, but there was something that didn't sound right to me. Yet it kept people moving through life. The inspiring words of the Bible kept them going from day to day. So just as I did last episode, where I asked the question of which religion is right, and yes, no one can say who anyone's religion is right, but this is a question that people have. Our religion is our lifeline. So we ask this question to bring us to another over another. Not as to state one is not worthy, but which from explaining is right for you. So today, I will break down which one could fit into that right category so you can decide which one is right for you. Is Christianity right about what they believe? God. This is the omnipresent being that Christians believe is the Heavenly Father. He is the Creator who sees all and knows all. The one built the heavens and earth. The one who created humans and gave us the domain over the animals and seas. The one who gave us Jesus Christ, as born through the Virgin Mary. But the first of humanity was placed in the Garden of Eden. This was Adam and Eve, who God put here to start the beginnings of mankind. When they were tempted by a serpent in the garden into consuming an apple, God placed upon them a curse for eating from the tree of life. They could have had any other meal except the garden, and yet they chose to go against his wishes. And for this, woman has to serve her husband and feel the pains of childbirth. As for a man, he is to be forced into a lifetime of hard labor, ending in death. With the serpent facing enmity by God, Jesus Christ, who is he? Jesus Christ, the Messiah, believed to have been the Son of God, was born in Bethlehem to the Virgin Mary. He is thought to be born around the year 7 BC to 1 BC. Soon after his birth, the three wise men were said to have visited Jesus Christ and presented him with gifts, gold, and myrrh. After finding out about the birth of Christ, it was said that King Herod wanted him killed. So much so, he ordered the murders of countless infants in an attempt to cease the life of Christ. Christ and family escaped to Egypt until after Herod had passed away. He grew up with his mother Mary and her husband Joseph in Nazareth, along with siblings. It is said that John the Baptist foretold the cry of Christ, and John was known to aid in helping people forgive themselves for their sins. As time progressed, he worked a job as a carpenter. Scholars believe that Jesus Christ was around the age of 30 years old when he started his ministries. Jesus often had clashes with disciples when they could not hold their endurance and faith. Jesus spoke of the end of time, of the skies darkening and the nations could rise up. What led to Jesus' downfall was his own disciples. Judas Iscariot, turning him over to the leader Pontius Pilate via Judges. Pontius didn't want to, but a mob encouraged it, and that is what resulted in the crucifixion. His teachings. Let's start with love. This is the central theme of Christianity. The love he has for us is reflective in his followers, and his love is strong that it came as a result of his crucifixion, dealing with the pain for the sins of the people. Love your neighbors. showing the respect for the people in a manner that aligns itself with how you want to be treated. Do unto others as you want others do unto you. This is how you maintain overall respective levels that go round and round. Yet some people are selfish and only care about themselves. This leads to problems because chances are they're not the only one this selfish in a society. Forgive people. Under the faith, you're encouraged to forgive those who have wronged you in life. It is to get people to not only understand that God deals with this, but also to free yourself. Now this becomes difficult depending upon the wrong that was done. I myself have never had anyone do me badly, so I can't say if I would be so forgiving. Though understood, Christianity still wants you to forgive. Love for enemies. This is under the hood in the forgiveness that is in the Christian faith. How do you deal with enemies? There is love you must have, almost in an empathetic manner, to be able to deal with the person or people defined as your enemy. You also have to learn there are no permanent enemies either. You can easily turn an enemy into a friend. Now as for God's forgiveness, the plan for God has always been forgiveness for the sins of people. God understands that we are going to be prone to wander throughout the world. So the ability to forgive us for wandering, since he is the creator of us, is important to him. When God forgives, this is also a gift to the masses. Our hearts have depths that the God above understands. He shows us our other areas of life that we sabotage ourselves for in order to be free. Now we have choice to accept God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness cannot be a loss as well. No need to reconcile or reconfess sins. God has pardoned. We repent and continue working for the kingdom of God. God also wants us to confess our sins. When we do sin, then your signal is severed to God, and we are willing to ask for forgiveness. Then God repairs us. Now back to the idea of repentance, where sorrow is over the concept of sin. The confessions of our sin is transparent to God as he draws us to him. God wants us to change, but not just obey from a religiously active obedience. Next comes the hope and peace through forgiveness. Through Christ, hope and peace is not removed. When we free ourselves of sin daily, peace and hope spur is on to work on God's kingdom on earth. Lastly, God's forgiveness is reciprocal. Hypocrisy. God talks about exalted oneself and will be humbled. Hypocrisy is a sin for the reason that is immoral. Why? Well, because there are these people who say they are moral, but they operate from an immoral standpoint. What is Christianity? This religion is the most widely practiced religion in the world. The religion is centered around the birth and life of Christ, all the way to the resurrection. This small group of people eventually became the most successful spiritual mission in history. Christianity is a monotheist belief that says the divine God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The belief states that God sent the Messiah, that his only Son, to save the earth. There are also major figures in the Bible that explain how one should live their lives in accordance to the scripture. The physical symbols of the Christian faith is the cross, which Christ was strung upon. There are two major holidays that are under the Christian faith, Christmas and Easter. This is where Christmas celebrates his birth and Easter celebrates his resurrection. Sects of the Christian Church. Let's look at the first sect. Church of the East. The history of this church traces its roots to the Persian Empire. The Eastern Christianity, due to the three-way split, was caused by the Christological controversies of the 5th and 6th centuries. The Christology of Theodore Masupuestia was too natured and considered Nestorian. In the second half of the first millennium, the church spread to China and South India. Yet from the 14th century on, due to massacres, oppression, and plague, the church diminished. During, after, and before the First World War, A third of the followers were killed. Over time, the church was divided into two bodies, and there are large diasporas in North America, a Syrian Church of the East, an ancient Church of the East. Oriental Orthodoxy. These churches are comprised of Ethiopian, Coptic, Armenian, Syrian, Indian, and Eritrean. Most of the members live in Ethiopia, Egypt, Eritrea, Armenia, India, Syria, and Lebanon. The first three ecumenical councils is a base teaching from doctrinal positions. This church with Byzantine traditions or Eastern Orthodox. Relations between the Oriental and the Eastern churches were strange and confrontational also. They were persecuted and dealt with massacre by multiple powers. Byzantine, Persian, Muslim, and Ottoman. Today there are more awareness for Oriental Orthodox churches to have a need for mission forms and evangelism. They believe that there will be God is about praying together, meeting together, and entering an opening dialogue. Over time, they have maintained a strong tradition and history. Eastern Orthodoxy. This is also known as the Orthodox Catholic Church. It is a doctrinal and jurisdictional group that comprises of Christianity. Those who practice this sect of Christianity mainly reside in the Balkans, the Middle East, and Soviet countries. Used in Greek-speaking worlds as a designation for those maintaining the true faith. From 4th to the 11th century, Constantinople was Eastern Roman capital and fell under political rival Holy Roman Empire to the west. Roman Catholicism, a major branch in the sect of Christianity. Catholics go back to the Jesus Christ and the apostles. Headed by the papacy, it is the oldest absolute monarchy in the world. This highly organized structure touts a population of 1.1 billion, more than any Christian sect combined. There is a vast power dynamic that is broken down into a variety of duties and responsibilities. They are archdioceses, dioceses, provinces, religious orders and societies, seminaries, seminaries and colleges, parishes and confraternities. A sect which had influences from Plato and Aristotle, this sect must be studied on a philosophical basis. So much of the views trace back to the New Testament, a time when a demoralized band of disciples of Christ. A criteria determined making a distinct difference between authentic and inauthentic behavior and teachings. Protestantism. The beginnings of the 16th century is a reaction to the medieval Roman Catholic practice and doctrines. It spread throughout the world after a series of wars from the 16th century through the 19th century. From the start, this name description for the Christian sect first became about at the Diet of Speyer in 1529. During the 16th century, it subscribed to two schools of thought, Lutheran and the Reformed. There is a difficult gauge between the Middle Ages and the Reformation. Catholics wanted to aim at showing the reform occurring before and apart from Protestant reformers of the 16th century. Protestant historians portrayed the late medieval church as negative to make Reformation look like a need. Biblical figures. Let's start with Adam. He was revered in three major religions, Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. He left Ur in Mesopotamia because he was called by God to an undesignated land later known as Canaan. In the Christian viewpoint, Jesus is traced to Isaac and the near sacrifice of Isaac, which was foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice. Adam and Eve. Adam is a designation for humankind and the first man. He was formed from the ground, and because of this, there is no real nationality of Adam. Now Eve is considered the first woman. Eve violated the one commandment, a violation of imposed on her and Adam. And they were barred from eating from the tree of life because their obedience test from God was failed. They were tempted in the Garden of Eden by the serpent and hid their nakedness from God. David. He is the part of the united monarchy of Israel and Judah. He was a shepherd who became known for taking down Goliath. He existed during a golden era in Israel, where he served as the first king of Jerusalem. As the king, he built an empire, and by conquering Jerusalem, he made this city a political center. And because of this leadership, he defeated the Philistines. Elijah. He was a Hebrew prophet and miracle worker who shared the warnings of God. God spoke to him when life seemed bleak and circumstances became bad. He encouraged people to cling to prayer and be a warrior. As Elijah passed from this earth, he moved on to heaven. After the death of himself, he was known for championing the words of God. Mary. This was the wife of Joseph and the mother of Jesus Christ, and a central figure in the Christian faith. She is deemed a saint in the eyes of Christians and popular in the face of devotion. The angel Gabriel came to her while she was carrying Jesus and told her that the child would be born with the Holy Spirit. And she gave her that child would be born with the Holy Spirit, the birth to Jesus while still a virgin. In early Christian theology, she was spoken of occasionally in contrast of Eve. Moses. He symbolizes the law of God and one of the most religious figures in world history. He mentioned in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers, but cited more in the New Testament. He met with God face to face to write down the Ten Commandments. This took place after leading his people from Egypt to the promised land, Canaan. Early on in life, he was placed in a papyrus basket and sent down the Nile River. This was a time when Pharaoh was killing the male children. After taking the life of an Egyptian beating a slave, Moses killed the man and fled to Midian. Here he saved a high priest's daughter, Zipporah. While here, he spoke to burning bush that was the voice of God to free his people of Egypt. Moses returned to Egypt to convince Pharaoh to free the Hebrews from Egypt. Pharaoh sends the army after Moses, the Hebrews at which they crossed the Red Sea and washed the army away. Noah. He was born a man who walked with God. Seeing that the world was headed in a bad direction, he was instructed by God to build an ark. He and his family would be saved from the great flood. A covenant was established that there would never be a flood that would destroy the earth. Noah was chosen by God as a patriarch, as a son of Lamech, and ninth in the line to Adam. Noah's role was to bring two of every creature on earth to the ark. Paul. He was the apostle of the first generation of Christians. He is also considered the most important figure in the faith, second to Jesus Christ. Paul went over to the questions regarding Jesus' life and death and resurrection. He converted to Christianity on the road to Damascus. He is also regarded as the founder of the Christian faith. He was a diaspora Jew who received the revelations of the resurrection of Christ. The attempt was to not create a religion, but to prepare the people for the last generation of the end of time. There are 14 letters attributed to Paul in the New Testament. 1, Thessalonians, Galatians, Philemon, Philippians, and 1 and 2 Corinthians, and Romans. He also knew about law better than anyone else. There is no confirmation as to when and how he died. My take on Christianity. Let's first look at God. In my opinion, I would look at God as the higher power that inspires people to greater than themselves, sometimes looking outside themselves to get through the day. As for the miracles and talking to the people on earth who spread his words, that maybe seemed a little far-fetched. Some people might see that as a strong statement to make, especially considering their entire existence is wrapped into the faith base. It's just way too difficult to think about the idea of someone in the sky talking to people on earth simply because once the Bible officially was done being written, no one else was spoken to. But hey, that's just my opinion. I am no more right than a Christian is right. None of us were alive during this time period. Now let's look at my stance on Jesus Christ. Here's the thing with Christ. He did walk this earth, but the miracles and being the Son of God is where things start to get a little odd. Born to a woman who was a virgin, as if No, including her husband, Joseph, who got her pregnant. Yet I do think that Christ was a great man that was inspired by people. Whether he actually died for the sins may be challenged the authority of Pontius Pilate. He put those in power in a really sticky situation, because if he were allowed to challenge, then more people would be doing it. Now you're talking about the balance of power thrown off. With this end statement, why we have to understand the existence of God from the Christian standpoint. You see, you have to look into Christianity as a means of trying to figure out which religion could be more truthful in their beliefs. Now that's tough to say, because none of us were in that time period. It's all about the belief of the person that is interpreting the belief. Like I said in the beginning, I grew up in a Christian household. But it is getting tougher and tougher to adhere because of how the world is changing. Is it that hard for families to hear? Yes, but it's not out of hatred. The nature around us always changing, but the religion is supposed to remain constant. How do you believe in something constant in an evolving world? You can't, and that's what's unfortunate. Change will cause a collapse eventually. That's just my opinion. So, thanks for listening to In the Know. And I'll be bringing you another episode regarding religion. This is the last episode. The topic will be about which religion is right. But part 3. This time, we cover Islam.